internet or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield today. Pastor Chatfield, you mentioned the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution being ratified, passed. Thomas Jefferson, you mentioned him, and I got a text message. They said he was a deist. What does that mean?
A deist believes that you believe in God, that he created the universe and created with certain universal principles, natural laws, steps back and watches but doesn't intervene. That's a deist.
Deist.
And okay. was Jefferson a deist? Maybe. Maybe. I know Ben Franklin they called deist all the time, but at the Constitutional Convention, when he called for prayer that God would intervene and said that God intervened for us during the revolution, he certainly didn't sound like a deist. The progressives say, well, listen, people like Franklin and Jefferson knew that they were among the majority of people that believed in prayer and that God intervenes, and they only did that as a political maneuver, you know. When the people came together after the call for prayer in the summer of 1787, and Franklin said all ill were gone, there was a spirit of reconciliation. And during his speech, he said that God answered their prayers. Those prayers, sir, were answered. So if Franklin was a deist, he was a dishonest deist. And if Jefferson was a deist, now maybe he was, because he didn't. Jefferson said that when you read the Bible, you got to view it from a reasonable position. In other words, if it doesn't make sense, then it's not true. The final authority for Jefferson was his own reasoning power, not what the Bible said. Now, I come from a different direction. When I read the Bible, and if it doesn't make sense, or if I don't understand it, I say, well, I'm not smart. I'm not smart enough to understand it, and I'll take God at his word. Okay, but a deist, is that God is a creator and there are certain laws, but he doesn't intervene. It is somewhat similar to the modern day scientists who don't believe in the creation story in the Bible, but they believe in what's called intelligent design. They will say, well, look at the universe. Somebody designed the universe. This cannot be one gigantic accident.
Right.
Oh, but you believe the Bible. Well, no, I don't believe the Bible either, but there is an intelligent designer. That's kind of parallels to some measure anyway.
Got it.
What a deist believes.
Sure. Well, one of the other situations, and I guess this is kind of tying it into current events, if in fact we're not a Christian nation, then why are these laws that are being passed anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-God? couple of text messages came in. You know, the Obergefell decision, gay marriage. Now, proposal three, abortion in Michigan's constitution. Why is it that we're trending away from being a Christian nation with all these type of laws being passed?
Okay. Now, let me just surprise you here a little bit here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she was alive, and in the 2015 Obergefell decision, she had said to the court, it was quoted as saying, well, our country has changed. In other words, you could look out in 2015 and see that the morality of people had changed, that more and more people believe that you can marry whoever you want. Now, again, I say this. Okay, all right, so you're saying that we can't use the Bible definition of marriage, one man, one woman. Right. Okay. How about one man and three women? So bigamy and polygamy, is that okay to marry? What about three men and seven women?
Right.
Can they all get married? How about three men, seven women, and two dogs and a mule? At what point you break away from the Christian understanding of morality, you say, hey, anything goes now. Now it is purely, strictly the sentiment of the American people. Now, it is true that when Brewster quoted all these things, he was saying this is what this person believed, and this person, that person, and this colony, and in the history of our country was Christian. Well, as the history of our country turns not as Christian, now we're getting different laws. We're getting different laws because we're not as Christian. Let's put it this way. There's not as high a majority of people that believe in Christian morality today as there used to be. I think that's true.
Sure.
That's just the way it is. I may not like it, but I have to admit it. I have to admit that's the way it is.
So that makes your day job and Sundays a lot more difficult.
Exactly right. In other words, change that? Well, of course we need good legislators and good executives and good judges. True, true, true. But more than that, we got to win people to Christ. We got to spread the gospel. Do everything we can to call people to repentance of sin and faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and get them to believe the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. And then morality will change, sentiment will change, and then eventually laws will change. And that goes me back to last week's thing that I talked about. Is law or politics upstream from culture or downstream from culture? And the answer is it's both. It is both. When you get new laws, new executives, since the election of former President Trump, you can see a change now already, just in the attitudes, because people think, wow, looks like there's a lot of people out here voting for this guy. You know what? Maybe the woke culture, maybe it's not as obviously true as what we thought it was when it appeared like the entire country was going in a certain direction.
Sure.
I'm amazed at people who believe one thing one day and another thing the next day based on what other people believe and popular trends. That doesn't affect me that much. I would be kidding myself if I said it doesn't affect me at all, but I try not to let it affect me. Oh, the majority of people now say this instead of that. I mean, it's just like I was going to this is intended to be somewhat funny. It's like when Ohio State's going into this game against Michigan now saying, oh, man, we're going to kill them. And then, you know, and Michigan is so bad. Hey, Michigan is the reigning national champion. I want to say I hope Ohio State can bring their A game on Saturday because, you know, we need this rivalry to continue. It's just been way too easy the last 3 years. So I'm going to brag a little bit here while I still can, right? But I see people, commentators, news people, opinion people, that they go back and forth. And I say, boy, I don't even know how to argue with you because you're such a moving target. You change your opinions from day to day.
Right.
And my opinions don't change. And your opinions won't change because they're based on the Bible. Bible hasn't changed. Anyway, I got kind of off the topic there. But in the end, after this became somewhat controversial, David Brewer, the justice that wrote this wrote a book on this subject. And let me summarize this, what he says in his book. This is not a part of the decision itself, but he says, but in what sense can it be called a Christian nation? Not in the sense that Christianity is the established religion or that people are in any matter compelled to support it. On the contrary, the Constitution specifically provides that, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Neither is it a Christian in the sense that all of its citizens are, in fact, ordained Christian. On the contrary, all religions have free scope within our borders. Numbers of our people profess other religions, and many reject all. Nor is it Christian in the sense that a profession of Christianity is a condition of holding office or otherwise engaging in public service, or is essential to recognition either politically or socially. In fact, the government as a legal organization is independent of all religions. Okay, that's true. That's all true. Rightly so true. I don't want the way a lot of states had you to have a religious test. Many of the states had religious tests. In our Constitution, Article 6, you can't have a religious test. And that's good. We don't want that. I don't want it. I don't want a religious test. But hey, listen to this. Brewster says, nevertheless, we constantly speak of this republic as a Christian nation. In fact, as the leading Christian nation of the world, this popular use of the term certainly has significance. It is not a mere creation of the imagination. It is not a term of derision, but has substantial basis, one which justifies its use. Now, here's the problem with what he's saying. This is 1892. Well, look at everybody goes to church, not everybody, but a majority of people go to church. The vast majority profess faith in Christianity and the Bible. We're a Christian nation. But what happens when those facts aren't facts anymore? When right. Most people don't go to church, when most people don't believe the Bible, then what do we have? Well, we've got problems then. And the bottom line is we need to win people to Christ and promote the Christian religion. That is the bottom line. But at the same time, engaging in political activities and so on.
Well, you know, the point that is made over and over again, Benjamin Franklin's famous quote to that lady, you know, so what did you end up giving us? You know, a constitutional republic, if you can keep it, but it's made for a moral and just people.
Right. That's Adams said that. I mean, but Franklin said something. Our Constitution, you know, it was made for religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. It was based on our Constitution and our state constitution on a fundamentally Christian people. Mm-hmm. And when we cease to be fundamentally Christian, then what do we get? Then we get, I don't know what we get. Then walking into a dark night at that point.
Sure, absolutely. Well, many people believe and have the position. I've talked to and got text messages, you know, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, you know, she's not a Christian. She's not a believer. And look at the legislation as a result and all the things that they've ran through the last 2 years.
It's based on their religion, though. But it's just the wrong religion.
Religion. It's just the wrong one.
Yeah, and we think that there's right and wrong. Yeah. That there's some universal truths.
Yeah, absolutely. Good place for a break. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. I'll let you wrap up this segment. Your final thoughts on this topic, sir.
Well, again, I sum up that the 1892 Supreme Court decision, Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, declared that this is a Christian nation, and they said it based upon organic utterances, the statements from Columbus to all the colonies, the Mayflower Compact, the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, the Declaration of Independence, the Northwest Ordinance, and state Supreme Court decisions, it has been forever true that the Christianity is at the base of all common law. And it is at the base of all our laws to this day. Now, maybe not always correctly interpreted, but it is at the base. We still think things are right and wrong. Nobody says, or almost nobody says, we should do this like this so we can give the government more power so they can be more powerful. Nobody says that. I mean, it may be the real reason, but nobody says it any longer. So there you go. This is a Christian nation, according to the United States Supreme Court.
Even our state constitution, when we became a state, 1837, you know, that's more than 50, 60 years before this particular Supreme Court decision. What's the opening very first sentence?
And it was reaffirmed in 1963, and I quote, I make the kids in our Christian school learn this. We the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom, and earnestly desiring to secure these blessings undiminished to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. That is the current preamble to the Michigan Constitution. It is a recognition, and it says so specifically, that freedom is a gift of God. I keep arguing to anybody that will listen, nobody listens to me, we ought to put that on the ballot. Let's challenge the woke community, the left, yeah. The progressives. Mm-hmm. Take it out. Take it out. And let's see. Do the people of the state of Michigan want to remove God from the very basis of our government? Do they? Let them vote for it. Let's challenge them. You say, well, Pastor Chaffee, what if we lost? Hey, at least we bring the question to the forefront. We are grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom. That's in our state constitution. I would challenge some, of course, people thought, oh, man, I've had some people tell me, I wouldn't want my name as proposing a constitutional amendment to remove God from our state constitution. Listen, if this ever made it to a vote, I think the people would reject it, rightly reject it. Oh, we don't want to remove it. In other words, we want it left in. Sure. And then we could challenge the other side. Because the fact of the matter is, most people today don't understand the basis of our laws. They don't understand that freedom is a gift from God. But the founders believed it. Even the people that wrote the 1963 Michigan Constitution believe it. They believed it. It's in there.
Yeah.
But we just don't act on it anymore.
Right. Exactly. Well, the other component to this entire discussion is the direction of the country. This election, I believe, overwhelmingly said we've been going in the wrong direction. Forget, you know, the personalities behind it. They're voting for change. And obviously the change, the direction that they were going in, is not something the country wanted to continue. That's why they not only, you know, won the presidency, Trump and Vance, but look, we took back the Senate and maintained the majority in the House. Now he's got the trifecta heading for the next, you know, at least 2 years.
Okay. Now, I know everybody says that, and okay. And I get it because of what I said earlier.
Right.
You got to create this this perception, true or not. Hey, everybody's coming back to conservative values, and we want to...
It's not even conservative, it's common sense.
Okay, common sense values, however right. You want to define it.
Yeah.
But in reality, I'm not so sure that's true. Listen, we're going to get a lot of pushback here, but I get the political way of framing it. An overwhelming mandate. It was a landslide. I'm not sure that's true. It was a decisive victory, I'll give you that. Overwhelming. Landslide. It wasn't a popular vote landslide. It was a bare majority, and maybe not even a majority now. Where they're saying we had just under 50%. So it's kind of hard to really call that a landslide, but it was decisive. That's our system.
Right.
But so anyway, but we won. Amen. We won.
Right.
But we got a long ways to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate that. Good perspective, good history lesson. Again, Supreme Court ruling, granted 1892, but it's still there. It's on the books.
Yes, it is. This is a Christian nation.
Yeah. Well, then I guess Barack Hussein Obama was wrong.
Correct. Correct, he was wrong. Yes.
All right, excellent. Well, after Thanksgiving, heading in toward Christmas is next. What are we going to be talking about on the radio from 11 to noon when you do church on Sunday?
I'm going to start a series on mountains in the Bible, mountains. I'll be at least three, maybe five, not sure.
Okay.
But different mountains, and you'll get that. I hope it'll be good. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Mountains play a big role. Different mountains represent different things, so I look forward to doing that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you doing it as well. And again, I get a lot of people, especially with this weather we're getting, they're saying we could get 34 inches in Sault Ste. Marie. So,
wow.
Winter is coming. So,
yes.
All right, sir. Well, God bless you. Thank you for today's lesson, and we'll hear you on the radio on Sunday.
Yes. Thank you, Randy.
God bless. bottom of the hour, final hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to